From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. There's now a place you can go to find out about the road ahead. Humboldt County Schools Reopening Framework, in collaboration with districts and local health officials, Humboldt County Office of Education has developed a framework documented to assist Humboldt County schools as they plan for resuming operations in the new school year by going to hcoe.org/COVID-19. You can find everything from the status of various districts to learning resources, activities for families, communications from the office, digital learning resources, health tips, and more. Humboldt County has $3.28 million in funds to help independent local businesses. The grants, totaling up to $12,500 per, are to provide financial relief for expenses incurred as a result of the COVID-19 protocols. Businesses who meet the criteria can apply for reimbursement not to exceed $500 for expenses incurred in relation to drafting and submitting a certified and approved business reopening plan, and may also apply for up to $12,000 to assist with COVID-19 related expenses. The Red Salmon Complex is now 8,024 acres, 35% contained. The Red and Salmon fires burning in the Trinity Alps Wilderness on the Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forest. Red Fire, 7,257 acres, 19% contained. The Salmon Fire, 767 acres, 89% contained. Smoke impacts into the unhealthy level continue to affect certain areas around the fires. Places like Orleans and Hoopa are affected, and they could expect to see some smoke settle in midday and potentially reach unhealthy level for some periods. Well, Marcy Kitchen of Fortuna, who pleaded guilty in 2018 to a hit and run that killed two teen girls, was eligible to be released early on parole Tuesday, according to the State Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Back on July 12, 2016, Kitchen was driving her Jeep Wrangler through Fortuna. She hit two girls from behind who were longboarding on Eel River Drive. One of them, her own daughter, 14-year-old Kaya Kitchen, the other, 14-year-old Faith Sarnas, both were killed in the crash. State records indicate she was eligible for early release on August 11th and that she will be released as part of the governor's plan to address COVID-19 behind bars. City of Eureka formally announcing that it's opposed to the state's reauthorization of the Humboldt Area Center for Harm Reduction's Syringe Exchange Program. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.